Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin, and on the phone with me this morning, I have Steve Bethune, the area wildlife management biologist here in Sitka. Steve, are you hearing me all right?
I am. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Excellent. It's wonderful to have you on. We are getting to that time of year. Anyone who's been trolling through a Sitka Bear Report has seen that our furry neighbors are out and about, and there's ways for us to be good neighbors, which we're going to talk about this morning. So why don't we start with the bears that are out and about right now? What are they doing? Are they they're not ideally going after everyone's garbage. What are they after usually this time of year?
Well, right now, obviously, we've got some fish are starting to show up in the stream, so that's going to be the major food source for bears right now. Berries as well, although we do have a little strike against us as the berry crop has been a little bit light this year. But obviously, trash is our number one concern here in Sitka, and when bears are getting into trouble here, it's because people are not handling their garbage properly.
Right. So, and it's a fairly easy thing to do. It might take a little planning in advance, but it's kind of what we can do in order to be good neighbors with these bears. We're not going anywhere, and neither are the bears. So what can people do in order to be better neighbors for these bears in regards to some of these temptations like trash?
Sure. And I mean, we live in bear country, and so it is inconvenient at times. We've got to make, as residents, we've got to do some extra steps to ensure the safety of ourselves and for these bears. And I think the most important thing to do is we have a city ordinance that requires you to wait until the morning of pickup for trash pickup to put your garbage out. And if everybody abided by that, we could eliminate a vast majority of the problems that we see here in town. We almost well over half of the calls we get and about bears are because of bears getting into trash. So that would be the number one thing. There's also some other smaller things that you can do to help keep your homes and your property safe. If you have livestock, you know, we have people with goats and chickens and ducks and that kind of thing. You've got to have an electric fence around those animals. So another thing you can do is clear the brush around your house. Just kind of make sure you have a good line of sight and that it's not easy for the bears to kind of grab stuff and dash right back into the woods. Mm-hmm. Install motion sensitive lights. When those lights come on, it tends to spook the bears and can help keep those bears from hanging around your house too long. One of the things we do in my house is we have a compost bin on our counter for all of our food-related garbage, and when that fills up, we'll put it in the freezer and wait until the day of garbage pickup to throw those in the freezer or throw those in the garbage to help reduce the scent in our garbage can.
Yeah.
We don't need to have bird feeders out right now. The birds have plenty to eat naturally, and so that's an attractant for bears, so don't put out bird feeders during the summertime. Make sure your outdoor grills, your fish coolers, all that kind of stuff, stays clean. If you feed your pet outside, don't do it cafeteria style. Mm-hmm. Especially don't leave your pet food out at night, and don't leave your dogs chained up outside at night as well.
So awesome.
Those are kind of some of my main bullet points that I like to stress for homeowners here in Sitka.
Yeah, and definitely with a lot of these, it's going to be so. It does require some effort on our part, but as you were saying, we do live intentionally in bear country, so it's kind of part and parcel of what we've all signed up for. And last year, in the fall, there were some rogue bears. Make it sound like they're intentional,
right.
But bears that were going around and they were getting into a lot of chicken coops. It seemed to be bears that just weren't going to bed and were becoming a problem. Were they truly problems? Are they more just annoying bears? And do we have any bears that, you know, we need to keep an eye on?
Last fall, we did have bears that myself and the wildlife troopers considered a public safety issue. They had become very bold. They weren't going into the dens. We were seeing activity clear into December. We had a homeowner's dog that was killed. Chicken coops were being regularly raided. Deer were being taken. You know, sheds were being broken into, and hunters' deer that were hanging were being taken. So we actively pursued that bear and made efforts to eliminate it. those were unsuccessful, and then we had the snowfall hit right around the first of the year, and bear activity ceased. Mm-hmm. So we weren't able to take care of that bear. But thankfully, we haven't seen that type of behavior this summer. Mm-hmm. It's been fairly normal year. Calls have been light. Bear activity does tend to ramp up in the fall, so stuff may increase as mm-hmm. as the year progresses, but it's been a fairly normal year so far. Obviously, we have bears here in town, and a couple of them have been annoying and gotten into some trash around the neighborhoods, but we haven't seen anything yet that I would consider a problem okay. bear or a threat to public safety. So okay. all of our reports are nighttime and no aggression or loss of fear around people, that sort of thing.
Oh, that's good. So it's just they're just curious. They're smelling some cool things, and they want to check it out. And we can ideally avoid having a bear like we did, or bears that we had last fall that were getting running amok a little later in the year than they would typically if we follow some of these practices, as you listed earlier, of making sure our trash doesn't go out until the morning of pickup, keeping an electric fence around all of the chickens, goats, ducks, what have you. And doing all these extra steps, so we're not providing a temptation for them.
Correct. And I think when the bears see that there isn't trash available in that trash can, they'll move on, and we want them to concentrate on natural food sources. Mm-hmm. But if they do get that reward from that trash can, they're going to keep coming and checking it out over and over.
Yeah, they're smart. If they have an easy way to get food, if you just, have to rip it out of this annoying plastic bag, they're going to take it.
Right.
Excellent. So for folks who, one of the common things that we've been, I guess, in town communicating amongst ourselves of if there's a bear that's showing up or getting into garbage has been on social media. And while this is a good way to kind of let your neighbors know, is this a good way to let people like you know, let the Fish and Game Office know?
I don't monitor Facebook. And so as we've seen this trend over the years, as social media becomes more popular, people do report their bears to each other on Facebook, but I don't necessarily know then if bears are causing issues around town. So people need to contact the Fish and Game Office or the police department directly.
Okay.
That way we can get word. So otherwise, I may not know of issues that are happening.
Definitely. So, and what is a good number to call for Fish and Game to let you all know that there might be a bear causing some trouble?
So the main number here at the Fish and Game Office is 747-5449. Mm-hmm. 747-5449.
And of course, there's also a lot of information about bear activity, bear behavior, and how we can be good neighbors to bears, both online for Fish and Game and also in your office if people want to stop by for brochures or pamphlets. Something
Correct.
You could probably just stick on your fridge as a daily reminder to yourself of make sure you just one of the things you just double check at the end of the day before tucking in that you've done all the things you're supposed to do to keep bears happy and then you happy as well.
Absolutely. We've got tons of resources here. We've got tons of resources online. You can come down to our office and get information. You can check us out online. We've got all kinds of information. A lot of it comes down to education. We get a lot of new people coming into town mm-hmm. every year, and so it's important as neighbors to educate our new neighbors that come into town and try to help each other out. We have, obviously we've talked about keeping your trash inside until the morning to pick up, but a lot of people don't have garages, so mm-hmm. we have, please contact us. Let's come up with creative solutions for how you in your particular situation can handle your garbage responsibly.
Yeah, there's ways that we can be creative and find a solution to those problems, like you said. And just for a reminder of where your office, where the Fish and Game Office is located, it's in the city building across from the fire hall.
Across from the fire department, in the same building as the police department and the court system.
All right, so I think it's just that back middle door is a good entrance to it. Excellent. And then you can talk in person with folks and get some of these different tangible pieces of information to help people stay safe and keep the bears happy too. Wonderful. Well, Steve, thank you so much for coming on this morning. And again, the main office number for Fish and Game is 747 5449. So if people do have questions or if they want to report any bear activity that's potentially annoying and could become problematic, like getting into trash and whatnot, that's the number to call to make sure everyone's on top of what's happening with our bears.
Great. Yep, that sounds good.
Great. Thank you so much, Steve, for coming on this morning. Have
You're
a
welcome.
Great day.
All right.